Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12, no, 10 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Got lots to do today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind, and this is at that time of the week. Right now I want to talk about the second part, part two of my presidential candidate's record on Small Business Report. This is the second edition. And as I noted in part one, prior to every presidential race since 2000, I've compared the two major party presidential candidates based on their performance and promises regarding small business concerns, the top small business concerns. Part one of this two-part series last week covered the economy, taxes, and regulations. This week, part two covers healthcare, entrepreneurship, energy, and the pandemic. Mr. Biden regularly references his direct contribution to the Obama administration policies. "I'm the guy who," he is often heard saying, is the prefix of statements lauding his accomplishments from 2009 to 2016. Consequently, since he's running on that record, we'll follow Mr. Biden's lead and attribute that two-term record to him. It's only appropriate. As I noted in part one, small business owners don't have to like a customer or a vendor to do business with them. We don't have to like people to do business with them. Main Street operators favor performance over personality. As our grandmothers would say, the proof's in the pudding. So each one of these segments is led off by a quote or two. Here's the first two quotes for healthcare. "With the ACA, you can keep your doctor and costs will go down." Barack Obama said that. And Joe Biden said this. Obamacare, this is a big expeditive deal. He said that. We heard him say it on the air. He thought he likes Obamacare. So in 2010, Obamacare's first year, half of small business owners we polled believe it would not be good for them. In 2013, over 80% of Main Street respondents reported Obamacare had raised both their premiums and deductibles. When IRS employees overwhelmingly rejected converting existing coverage to Obamacare, 82% of small business owners wished they had that option to keep what they had instead of converting to Obamacare. After the 2016 election, we asked small business owners what issues President Trump should work on. Which ones? Number one was tax reform. Number two was end Obamacare. Trump did eliminate the ACA mandate, but his promise to repeal and replace Obamacare came up one vote short thanks to John McCain's ignominious and retaliatory last political act. Trump then issued executive orders to create a temporary policy system that significantly lowered premiums and deductibles below Obamacare rates for millions of small business families. In our poll 2 weeks before the 2020 election, just a week or so ago, 6 of 10 small business owners said Trump has reduced the damage caused by Obamacare. But 11% said they wanted Biden to give them more Obamacare. Pretty big difference. Trump promises more health care reform and less Obamacare. Joe Biden promises to protect Obamacare and build on it. Like their tax promises, Main Street employers believe them both. Here's the next quote. "If I asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses." That was from Henry Ford. Entrepreneurship is the incubator of the marketplace. Almost every big business you know began with one person, the founder. Of the 28 million American small businesses, 3 out of 4, 21 million, are independent contractors, sole proprietors, and gig economy folks. But independents are under attack in California as a sop to service unions like the SEIU. Assembly Bill 5 makes independents, like Uber drivers, people like that, They make them employees of their company, not independent contractors. They make a Bill 5 makes them an employee. And this is toxic, my friends, to the entrepreneurial seedbed. Joe Biden's track record aligns with Assembly Bill 5. And his platform, his political platform this year, reveals his next administration will encourage more such state laws, if not a national one. And the breaking news is the California Supreme Court just upheld Bill 5. The franchise is one of the most successful business models in history and one of the greatest business gifts to the world from America. In 2014, the Biden NLRB published a standard to make locally owned franchises, like the McDonald's owner, who's your neighbor, make their employees joint employees with McDonald's, the franchisor. This created employment law and unionization peril for over 700,000 small business franchisees, and it undermines the franchise industry. As part of his regulatory reform, Trump's NLRB reversed Biden's joint employer standard between franchisor and franchisee. The Main Street economy thrives on entrepreneurship, not anti-growth regulations. Here's the next topic. The institution of science makes skepticism a virtue. Robert Merton, famed sociologist, said that. A major campaign issue for Joe Biden is climate change. And he said, he and his VP nominee said they express support for the so-called Green New Deal. They like it. But Biden's renewable track record is one of the great policy failures of all time. For example, the Solyndra misadventure. Remember that, Solyndra? It burned through $500 million of U.S. taxpayer guaranteed loans, plus hundreds of millions more from private investment, on the way to declaring bankruptcy 1 year after Biden anointed them to be a renewables winner. How about that? Since the U.S. rejected the Kyoto Accords in 98, I was here reporting on it. It was 95-0 in the Senate. We rejected it. And Trump withdrew us from the Paris Agreement. U.S. innovation has reduced our carbon footprint to 1990 Kyoto levels, while expanding GDP 3.5 times, from $6 trillion to $21 trillion. In 2019, the U.S. produced 50% more GDP than China, with half the carbon output. Think about that. Twice the GDP with half the carbon. No other country can match the U.S. production carbon ratio. Nobody else can do that. In 2019 online poll, what should be more threatening to your business? 2/3 of small business owners said the Green New Deal, and only 6% said not addressing climate change. 79% later said business-friendly climate change solutions are preferred over the Green New Deal. Small business owners believe you don't have to kill the economy to save the planet. January 2020, no clear evidence of human-to-human transition of the coronavirus. That was the World Health Organization. 4 months later, the coronavirus is unprecedented in our lifetime. That was a Johns Hopkins pandemic expert. These quotes dramatize the conflicting information produced by people upon whom our leaders depend. As indicated months ago when I talked to you about this, leaders on both sides of the aisle should be given some slack due to this unprecedented plague. Nevertheless, the question of which candidate would be better to deal with the pandemic is being decided right now. National polls give a nod to Biden on future pandemic management, but in our latest poll, 74% of small business owners said Trump would be better. Out here on Main Street, it's understood that the education ROI from an investment in a mistake is earned in the future. Finally, during the last 48 months of the Biden economy, NFIB's legendary 10-factor track record, their index, showed that Biden's economy was, the optimism was way down over the average while trending down. Trump's economy and the optimism was well above record. Optimism, thy name is America. It's our intangible force and the envy of the world.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.